check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It is a breaking news edition of the Bama Online Podcast. Travis Schreier, senior analyst for BOL, joined by site publisher Tim Watts. And Tim, let's get right to it. After a narrative that involved a lot of orange, where 2022 five-star quarterback Ty Simpson has been concerned from a recruiting perspective, whether it was Tennessee or Clemson, ultimately it appears as if the color he has chosen as crimson, as in Alabama. Tim, talk about what led up to this decision by Ty Simpson and give us a little bit of an idea of what you think it means for this Alabama class in general.
Yeah, I mean, this is a guy that's had, you know, he's had a weird recruiting process, and I'm sure, you know, maybe quarterbacks tend to commit earlier. So I think that was part of his way, get his commitment out of the way, help recruit the class, that kind of stuff. But being a guy from Tennessee, I've confirmed with multiple sources he had a close relationship with Jeremy Pruitt. So maybe there was a lot that he was a pretty big Tennessee lean at one point. And then when Pruitt is let go, opens things up. Tennessee obviously was in it. Clemson and Alabama is really who it came down to. And you got some heavyweights over there. You got, you know, Nick Saban and Dabo Swinney, two of the best. Obviously, Nick Saban's probably the greatest recruiter ever. Dabo's a younger version of that, where he's obviously in the top five of Kirby Smart, a great recruiter. Clemson's a good program. Had the president involved, you know, at Clemson, trying to get in there. Nick Saban's been talking to Simpson all week. So this guy getting the red carpet treatment this week, talking to all the VIPs. So Bill O'Brien, I'm told, played a huge part in this. And, you know, when you look at Bill O'Brien, you know, the thing about it is when you see a former head coach who's an assistant coach, fans sort of like poo-poo on him. Bill O'Brien's a good, great coach. He was a great coach at Penn State. He had a lot of success. He won like three division titles with the Texans. You know, this guy's a great coach. He's had a ton of success and knows a ton about football. He's seen every level of it. So he played a huge role. I know the family really liked him. I know Simpson and him particularly connected well. So, you know, I think that just led up to Alabama. You know, going into this last week, there was a lot of talk that that Clemson had a slight lead, and I think Alabama just closed the gap this last week.
Yeah, when you talk about the arrival of Bill O'Brien and you're going from Steve Sarkisian, I would think that's about as smooth a transition as you could have hoped for if you're Nick Saban, with an emphasis on the recruiting front. Because as you said, not just as a head coach in the National Football League, but Bill O'Brien's experience on the collegiate level prior to, say, even the New England Patriots with Tom Brady, worked with guys like Matt McGloin at Penn State, Christian Hackenberg at Penn State. So Christian Hackenberg at Penn State, even going back to his time at Georgia Tech many years ago under George O'Leary and the work he did with George Godsey, who is now himself an NFL quarterbacks coach. There is an extensive resume there. And I got to think that helps with a prospect whose own father is a collegiate head coach there at Tennessee Martin.
I think it does. I mean, you know how coaches, you know, dads are pretty technical anyways when it comes to coaching their son. I mean, dads that never played sports will Google and YouTube video till they're dang near an expert. But to have an actual dad that's coaching on the college level, I can only imagine the discussions they have at the dinner table and sitting around the house watching a game. So he's used to that, you know, being having that technical angle. From his dad. Also seems like a heads up kid. Everybody says he's a smart guy with a high football IQ. So then you throw in a Bill O'Brien, who is not just an offensive coordinator, but he's a quarterback specialist, and he's worked with some really good ones. So I think that had to sit really well, for the Simpson family. And I have to think, you know, between the attention from Nick Saban, the Alabama program, there's a couple of years separation now between Bryce Young, you know, because Bryce, he's the big matzo ball on the table. He's the one everybody is looking at, you know. And I think, you notice Drake May, who I think is a terrific quarterback prospect, he decommitted after Bryce went to Alabama. So I think Bryce can run some guys off. So the little bit of separation with Ty Simpson, I think that helps there. Ty can, you know, come in, be behind, you know, Bryce, be behind Tyson, compete with Jalen Milroe a couple years down the road. And you see a little bit of similarities in the style of play between Ty Simpson and Jalen. Ty didn't put up the numbers Jalen did. Jalen's one of the best runners I saw in his class, fastest crowd. But you see some of the raw stuff you've got to work with and some of the potential from both of them. So a nice little combination there in the last two classes.
Yeah, Ty Simpson in this 2022 class, the number 3 ranked pro style quarterback. I believe Jalen Milroe, more of a dual threat, but in this day and age, Tim, the line's almost blurred. I mean, most of these guys can do both things. They can at least handle themselves with their feet and get themselves in position to make throws or even keep on occasion and pull off some chunk gains with their legs. But Ty Simpson, again, the narrative with this one, Tim, seemed to be very much Tennessee with Jeremy Pruitt and then obviously Clemson being the program that it is. When did this start to shift in your opinion or in your experience in this situation with Ty Simpson? When did this really start to shift maybe towards Alabama?
Now, I think it's been, the narrative is often a little more sexier than the actual story. You know, you've heard the stories of Alabama players going somewhere else and they turned on the radio and it happened to be playing a song that made them think go to Alabama. I think this is probably going to say in the last week, but I think it's been, you know, longer than that. I think it's been 2-3 weeks ago after setting his feet, getting to know O'Brien and building that relationship. I think it's just sort of snowballed from there. I think a lot of people will say this week was really when Alabama won him over, but I really think getting involved, because if he was dead set on Clemson or any other program, Bill O'Brien and Nick Saban wouldn't even really got there. Really been that, you know, been wouldn't have been that much, you know, getting to know him, talking to him on the phone and all that kind of stuff. So Nick Saban's also a master at knowing when to release, you know he's going to lose a guy. So I think that it was encouraging from day one. And I think it just snowballed. I don't know when they passed Clemson. I don't know if that's the correct term, they passed Clemson. But I do think Alabama put their best foot forward and it was good enough.
And new running backs coach Jay Graham, I guess, also familiarity there with the Simpson family, I believe, having worked for Jason Simpson at UT Martin in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So that probably, if you factor that in, that can't hurt you, I wouldn't think. But let's head to a break here. And when we come back on this breaking news edition of the Bama Online podcast, we'll ask Tim about this quarterback class in general. And also Alabama's next moves on the recruiting trail for 2022, especially with the dead period now being extended through the month of May. That and more coming up on the Bama Online podcast right after this.
Rise and shine, football fans. This is Susanna Fuller from Morning Footy, a podcast part of the CBS Sports Galazzo Network covering the breadth of the global game. Join me, Nico Cantor, Charlie Davies, Alexis Guerreros, and guests every morning for the perfect blend of news, analysis, conversation, and exclusive interviews. If you love soccer, then look no further. We've got you covered for Europe's top 5 leagues, the W Gold Cup, the Champions League knockout stage, CONCACAF Nations League, NWSL, MLS, transfer news, and much more. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Back with more of this breaking news edition of the Bama Online podcast. Travis Ryer, senior analyst, along with site publisher Tim Watts. So, Tim, let me ask you this. We've seen Alabama in some recent classes take two quarterbacks. Can you envision a scenario where, let's say, Ty Simpson isn't the only quarterback in this class? And if not, is that maybe something that's a year away, in your opinion?
Yeah, I would think, you know, you take Ty Simpson, you know, with all things being equal. And again, the transfer portal has really opened up that window where you don't have to be as risky. You can go find the guy in the portal most years. But you had Bryce, you had Tyson, you have, you know,
Milroe,
Jalen Miller. Yeah. You got four guys that will be on campus next year. So that's sort of the ideal number. There's always a chance of the transfer portal giveth and the transfer portal taketh away. So there's always a possibility of somebody leaving and then bringing somebody in. So I wouldn't see two in this class. I wouldn't think they would go two. I think right now, as far as what Alabama's going to do going forward with the class itself, you got to remember four new coaches. And four new coaches, you know, you had Bill O'Brien, who's coming from the National Football League, Doug Marrone, who's coming from the National Football League. So they're going to be getting their feet wet, so to speak. Not that they don't know how to recruit, but they're going to be touching on their areas, picking up, stuff like that. But, you know, Robert Gillespie, the new coach from Texas, those guys, Jay Graham, those are proven veterans. They'll get right in it. Those are three guys you can probably put them anywhere in the country, and those three will know how to recruit. So, but you still got two new coaches setting their feet. Again, the uncertainty in this class, where there'll be camps, what are we going to do? Can they, you know, they're probably going to take it slow, offers out and slow on who they take. But I think they're really, if they're willing to take a commitment from somebody, then I think it's someone they feel pretty good about. And when you look, you know, if you look at the class now, Robert Woodyard, he's good. You know, there's not a debate. This guy's got good junior film, sophomore film, basketball film. There's not really a debate. Same for Elijah Brown, the tight end from Ohio. Walter Bob, who's another one. They've got the film. There's not really – it's not really a size question mark. Whether or not Walter Bob as a strong side defensive end is 6'4 or 6'2.5 doesn't matter that much. You know, it's not really going to come into play. Elijah Brown's listed at 6'5". You know, say he's 6'3.5". That's still big enough. You know, as big as Irv Smith was. So you're not having to answer those questions size-wise, and you've got to see him on the film. But, hey, Nick Saban's as good as it gets, and I know he'll make the right decisions or what he thinks is the right decision for the Alabama program. But this is a tough situation. I mean, you can't see him, especially for Alabama. And you remember this. We've said this for 10 years now. Those camps were so important for Alabama's evaluations because they love to see them in person. I'm sure that's other schools. But for Alabama, that camp offer was so important. So they had to adjust last year, and they're still adjusting to not having those camps if they don't have them. So this could go in many different directions.
Yeah, it's so undefined. Well, I mean, it is defined in that we do know the dead period has been extended through May, but those traditional mile markers, I guess we could say, Tim, as you go through a cycle, they're gone. They've been gone now. And so it's literally all virtual. And you know, I know Nick Saban has talked about this as recent as the last few weeks and that lead up to the late signing period. Yeah, there was familiarity with a lot of these guys that Alabama recently had in the 2021 class, but you know, as you continue to go through maybe some cycles without camps, you lose that sense of assuredness in what you're getting. And you talked about this on the Thursday pod, how much kids can change based on when you've seen them actually in person last. Now, I guess there are still combines going on, right? Yeah. And coaches are kind of zooming in to watch them and get a feel. Is that what they're having to lean on right now? And as far as in-person type of evaluation and where some of these kids are at, is that what they're left with right now?
Yeah. I mean, there's ways. I mean, you know, you look at it this way, you look at your own kid, he's being recruited. College coaches are questioning his size. You can always slap him on a video, you know, video you filming him and measuring him and put him on, you know. There's ways to do that. I don't think you it'd be hard to do it for, you know, 125 prospects, though. Everyone's have that same access. Also, everyone's not going to be willing to do that. I mean, over the course of 20 plus years doing this, I'm 5'8", and I've looked a dozen, two dozen kids eyeball to eyeball, and they told me they're 5'11". I mean, we are eyeball to eyeball twinning, and they're like 5'11". I said, can't, you know, they'll argue with it. You know what I mean? Driver's license. Everybody's full of crap on their driver's license. I know I'm 6'3 on my driver's license. So You know, some of it's going to be word. They've got ways to do it, but, you know, there's nothing like them being on campus because it's more than just height, weight, all that. It's demeanor and how they act and where they're at mature-wise and all that stuff, you know?
Here's what we do know. Ty Simpson, 24/7 Sports composite five-star quarterback for the class of 2022, has committed to the Alabama Crimson Tide. Tim Watts, Hank South, the rest of our crew there at BamaOnline.com. Going to keep you up to speed in the coming days as we continue to move through another process. Always great stuff from Tim and Hank on that front. And we certainly encourage you to post up and hang out with us there at BamaOnline.com. Thanks a lot, Tim.
All right, sounds good.
For Tim Watts, Travis Ryer, thanking you once again. Keep it locked to BamaOnline.com for coverage of all things Alabama Crimson Tide.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.